Are you ready to run?
You're listening to the Run to the Finish podcast. This podcast focuses on discovering and developing the best in people so they can enjoy the best in life. We help connect all the dots between family, career, faith, and life, and we do it in less than 5 minutes. And now, here's our podcast host, Carl Prude Jr.
Thanks so much for tuning in. A woman said to her husband, "Ben, a good man needs to be strong, caring, and sensitive. You have all these qualities, except the last three." All jokes aside, marriage in the 21st century is a tough proposition. 45% of first marriages don't last, 63% of second marriages don't last, and 75% of third marriages don't make it. They all end in divorce. For over two decades, I performed wedding ceremonies, provided premarital counseling, marital counseling, postmarital counseling. I've concluded that the biggest problem in marriage doesn't have to do with money, sex, communication, raising kids, religion, or in-laws. All of those issues can muddy the water and make it very, very difficult for married couples. But one problem trumps them all. The biggest problem that marriages face today is a fundamental problem of choice. People choose poorly. In fact, we're rotten choosers. As a race, our record for making good choices is abysmal. When it comes to marriage, why do people make such poor choices? Because most people have no idea what to look for in a mate. And why don't they have a better idea of what to look for in a mate? Because they have no idea of what to look for in themselves. When a person has a strong sense of self-identity combined with an established sense of purpose, what follows is a sense of personal value. When someone has a sense of personal value, they make better choices. Let me give you an example. I grew up in the same neighborhood as six-time Olympic medalist Jackie Joyner Kersee. Our city had many, many talented athletes, both male and female. Now, early on, Jackie didn't think her athletic abilities were particularly outstanding. She knew she was good, but she didn't really see herself as world-class. And I think part of that was because she grew up competing against other kids who she had known all her life, and some were simply more athletically gifted than Jackie. However, one year, while still a teen, Jackie had the opportunity to compete in the National Junior Pentathlon, and she won. It was then competing against other top athletes from all over the country that she realized that maybe her athletic abilities weren't just average. That's called a sense of self-identity. From that point on, she decided to become the best athlete she could become, with her ultimate goal of winning an athletic scholarship to college. So now she has a sense of purpose. In her mind, she was no longer just Jackie from the South End or the Mary Brown Center. She was now Jackie Joyner, college-bound athlete, so that's a sense of personal value. Her sense of value determined what she ate, where she went, what classes she took in school, who she hung out with, and who to avoid. So she made better choices. Making good choices for marriage all starts with a strong sense of identity, a clear image of who you are supposed to be. When a person gets that right, then it's natural and easier for them to surround themselves with people and things that support that image. When a person doesn't have a strong sense of identity, they're much more likely to latch on to the wrong person for the wrong reasons. This is undeniably true when it comes to picking a mate. There are many tangibles and intangibles that factor into a godly marriage, but two irreplaceable elements have to be present for any hope of a godly marriage. They are, number one, a godly man, and number two, a godly woman. Now, this seems like a very basic, simple principle, but couples stumble over this from Alaska all the way to Alabama. You know, people say they want a godly marriage, but they don't typically consider if the person they're attracted to is really godly, or if they're godly, for that matter. We may be saved, we may be believers, we may be active in our churches, but that doesn't mean we understand or that we are living out lives that match the standards for what a godly man and a godly woman should be. A godly man or a godly woman isn't defined by their membership to a church, their religious upbringing, or even the validity of their personal relationship with God. If you've got one, that's a start, but that's not what makes you a godly man or a godly woman. A godly man or woman is determined to be godly based on their knowledge and adherence to what God says is godly in the Bible. Over the next few podcasts, we're going to be sharing from my very popular mini ebook titled 10 Essential Traits of a Godly Man and a Godly Woman. If you'd like to pick up the mini ebook and add it to your library and have access to everything in the book besides what we're just going to share here on the podcast, you can do so by going to Amazon.com and simply type my name in the search bar, CARLPRUDE. So that's Carl Prude. Now, the price on Amazon varies. Sometimes they're giving it away for free as some type of promotion. Sometimes it's $1.99. Sometimes it's $2.99. I don't really know how they determine what the price is going to be, but you can pick it up there. If you don't have an Amazon Kindle, you can go to our website and download the mini ebook in several formats. It's available in PDF file, in Adobe file, or in Microsoft Word. Simply go to www.centermark.org/products. Centermark is all one word. If you want to download it, we do ask for a minimum donation of $1.95, and that money goes to help offset the costs of the things that we do for free and we offer for free, like the podcast, the blog, other material that we make available for people. Anyway, that's my time for today. And remember, the pathway forward always begins with the very next step. Before we go, I'd like to pray a blessing over your life. Heavenly Father, may each step forward today be taken with humility. May each glance backwards be seen through mercy. May we bear our pains in truth and release them in faith. May your light guide us away from darkness. May trust in your word bring stillness to our souls. Let our eyes see the wonders hidden in every moment. Give us wisdom beyond ourselves today. May our words be seasoned with understanding and spoken with grace. Strengthen our hands for the task set before us today. May your thoughts become our thoughts. May your ways become our ways. With your hand on our head, thanksgiving on our lips, and your name in our hearts, help us run well and finish strong. Have a great day. I'll see you at the finish line.
The Run to the Finish podcast is a production of Centermark, an organization with the mission to develop the best in people so they can enjoy the best in life. We welcome you to subscribe to this podcast and share it with friends. To learn more about Centermark or our director and podcast host, Carl Prude Jr., please visit our website at www.centermark.org. You can also contact us at 866-599-2470. The theme song, I Will Run, is performed by Gina Walden from her hit CD titled A Brand New Day. Available at www.abrandnewday.org. This podcast is copywritten and may not be reproduced, rebroadcast, or used for commercial purposes without written permission.